So, good afternoon. The outbreak of pertussis that I'll be discussing today began in October 2014. It occurred in the Orthodox Jewish community of Brooklyn, New York, and affected four distinct neighborhoods, as shown in the map. Cases were defined as persons who met the CSTE clinical case definition, and to be considered part of the outbreak, cases had to have had a cough onset between October 2014 and May 2016, and a geographic or epidemiologic linkage to the Orthodox Jewish communities. A total of 238 cases occurred in this outbreak. This figure shows the number of pertussis cases by month of cough onset. Notice the outbreak increased dramatically over the summer months 2015. The Brooklyn Orthodox Jewish communities often reside outside New York City during the summer months, which posed challenges to control measures. As a result, outbreaks of pertussis occurred in summer camps outside of New York City, and children subsequently returned to Brooklyn with pertussis after the summer. Of the 238 cases, 44% of all cases were confirmed by a positive PCR result. 133 cases were diagnosed by clinical symptoms, including 16% of cases who were not tested by PCR, and 40% of cases who had a negative PCR result. The large number of cases that were either PCR negative or not tested also posed an additional challenge, as providers did not always report suspected cases to the health department in the absence of a positive test result. This figure shows the number of cases broken by age and vaccination status. The red bars represent cases that were unvaccinated. Pink are cases that were vaccinated but not up to date with pertussis vaccine. Blue are those that were up to date, and gray are those with unknown vaccination history. 198 of the cases, or 83%, occurred among children age 18 and under. 28% of these children were unvaccinated, and 14% were vaccinated but not up to date. 58% of the children were vaccinated and up to date. The on and under vaccinated cases were largely observed among the younger children aged 0 to 4 years whose parents had opted to delay vaccination. In contrast, the cases who were school aged were often up to date given school immunization requirements. During the outbreak, 61 cases occurred in infants less than 1 year of age. Based on national recommendations, pregnant women should receive Tdap vaccine during each pregnancy to boost maternal antibodies passed to their infant prior to birth. Given this recommendation, we assessed if mothers of infant cases had received Tdap during their pregnancy. Only 7% of the mothers had received Tdap. 33% were recommended the vaccine but did not receive it, and 43% indicated that their provider never recommended the vaccine to them. This highlights a number of barriers to Tdap uptake during pregnancy. In many cases, the provider never recommended the vaccine. Also, many mothers said that their providers hadn't explained that the vaccine would provide protection to their infant through maternal antibodies. They also didn't understand why they couldn't receive the vaccine after their pregnancy. Further, even when recommended the vaccine, many adult providers, obstetricians, and local pharmacies in the neighborhoods did not carry Tdap vaccine. As a result, 5 infants were hospitalized during this outbreak, but fortunately no deaths occurred. Throughout the outbreak, the health department engaged in a tremendous amount of control measures. The health department communicated with providers and community members through health alerts, in-person meetings, and ads in local papers. Vaccination efforts included ensuring pediatric vaccine was readily available, aiding facilities in recall of unvaccinated patients, audits at schools and daycares to ensure children were in compliance with the immunization requirements, and exclusion of non-immune students exposed to pertussis in classrooms. Lastly, a number of education materials were developed, including an FAQ sheet, letters to school principals and parents, and flyers regarding Tdap vaccination for pregnant women. A number of factors put these communities at increased risk of disease outbreaks, including large family sizes, densely populated neighborhoods, and frequent large communal gatherings. With regard to vaccination, parents in these neighborhoods often delay vaccination among their young children, and under-vaccination and limited Tdap uptake during pregnancy contributed to the large number of infant cases. Also, the number of cases among vaccinated adolescents and adults highlight concerns for waning immunity after vaccination. Lastly, delays in provider diagnosis and reporting to the health department delayed the initiation of control measures. Moving forward, the health department will continue to work with these communities to increase timely vaccination, and the health department is working to address barriers to Tdap vaccination among pregnant women citywide.